Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And Dr. Ed on again. Gave us a little bit of perspective and a little hope.
Glimmer of hope.
And we had Carlos Mencia on, too. It was very funny. Podcast is TNTRadioEmpire.com. In case you missed that, go back and check it out. Appreciate that.
Talking with our buddy Bill Blank out of Des Moines.
Billy Blank.
We're going to have him on this week. Also got an email from, remember the Uber guy who went to give a young dude a ride, and then his wife showed up?
Young dude was with his wife.
Yeah. Well, he has a follow-up.
Let's hear it.
Fellas, since you've pretty much been my counselors for this whole ordeal.
Let's reset it then. The guy was driving Uber. His wife was out with her friends. He goes to pick up a guy at a bar, and it happened to be the guy with his wife.
Yeah.
And then he kicks the guy out, some young dude, takes his wife home. She said that she was just going to go gambling with him and his friends. She tried to brush it off like he hadn't been doing anything. And then a lot of people called in, and were not on her side.
No, and I don't think we will be after we hear this.
Uh-oh.
You've pretty much been my counselors for this whole ordeal. I thought I would bring you up to speed with my latest findings. Wife and I are quarantined now. Both work from home, and I have more time on my hands. I decided I'd clean out the garage this weekend. I also thought I'd be a nice guy and vacuum out the cars, etc. Me and my wife drive separate vehicles. I never take her car. She never takes mine. Lo and behold, when I go through her glove compartment, I find a cell phone. I know what her old one looks like, so I knew it wasn't that. I turned it on, but there was a passcode. Could not access it. Took it to my wife and said, "What the hell is this for?" She claims that she found that and has no clue what the password is. This combined with the Uber ride has put me over the top. I don't necessarily need advice. This was the last straw.
Yeah, but they're quarantined.
I know.
What's he doing?
Damn.
Yeah, you gotta hide the phone. Yeah,
you don't want to be that guy.
No.
Well, she thought she hit it.
In the glove compartment? Mm-hmm. That's like me hiding weed.
Kind of sounds like he was looking for something, too. So you don't vacuum the glove compartment.
No, you don't even open that thing up, usually.
Well,
that's a good point.
He's got every right to be suspicious.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think he was being snoopy at all. And if he was, it's totally justified.
Well, yeah, completely. She found it.
I'd have her turn it on, and I'd push redial, see who it calls.
Yeah, I don't think it has that feature. But I think there's probably a call history out there.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Unless it's just one of those cheap burner phones.
But even then, it still has a call history.
You still have to get into it.
Yeah, it says who you called.
But apparently she doesn't know.
So I'd be trying the last four of her social security number, birthday. It's got to be some sort of number that she's familiar with.
I think picking her up with another dude at a bar was enough for me, but you're right. Now I feel bad for the dude. I really do.
Yeah, he's got to follow up.
When they're both working from home together, it's got to be.
God, that's living in hell right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Walks by. Whore. She walks by. She's in her room. Whore. Whore. Just walked by. They got kids, too, running around, right? That's even worse.
Yeah.
Tell your mommy she's a whore.
She knows.
Go in there and tell your mom she's a whore. No, I'll tell you what that means later, honey.
You'll learn.
Don't be a whore.
Well, it sucks. It's hard enough in everybody's house now. Everybody's getting sick of each other. Things are going reasonably well.
Right.
And if you're just waiting until this is over, so you can
kick
somebody up.
I've let every little, snap go from the kids or or my wife because I realize that snap is there because we're all stuck around.
Yeah.
We've been actually pretty good, luckily. I mean, I bug everybody, but, you know, it's normal.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You know, what are you going to do?
We are celebrating National Cheddar Fries Day.
Hork.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
I'd take some of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had
and
my wife's
a whore.
Yeah. You'd like spell it out in French fries and like set it down in front of her. Made you dinner.
Oh, did that spell whore with the fries? I'm sorry.
Not a coincidence. Yeah. I just found that.
Hey, put some cheese on your whore. Just brings up the word whore and nothing to do with it.
French
you
fries.
You want something to eat, honey? Yeah, give me a plate of whore. A plate that actually sounds pretty good. I'd order that. That's a good point. Yeah, give me the whore and keep it coming.
Would you want that as the entree?
Both.
Or as an appetizer?
A little bit of both.
Yes, I would.
Yep. Just yes. Like Craig says, yes.
I had me some French fries that were done in truffle oil.
That's nice.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Had those.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I think they sprinkled a little Parmesan, not cheddar.
Oh.
And it was
that sounds great.
Kind of fries with the skin on.
Ooh,
they were pretty good.
Yeah. Whore.
Again, never never had bad French fries.
Yeah, I'm with you, Puss.
Never had bad fries. I don't care.
They're good or great.
Yeah.
They're good or great.
I agree.
I mean, I got some last night. We
now we're that's the only food you find in your car next to your baby, but apparently that you would still just eat as a fry, whatever.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we got some
it's in a bag. It's even cleaner then.
We went and got some food last night. The fries were a little, you know, soggy, whatever, from the box because that happens.
Yeah.
I still ate every damn one of them.
Whore.
Because they're French fries.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
There's a fry right next to the umbilical cord. I'll eat that.
Oh, there's the baby. Oh, there's a fry. Cool.
Umbilical cord still has the skin on, too.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Making me hungry.
Crinkle cut.
Yeah. Oh, it would be crinkle cut, too.
Yeah.
Umbilical cord would be.
Sales of wine and marijuana are way up.
Morning.
Yep.
One liquor store owner told NBC News his business is up 4 times.
Yeah, needed liquor.
Wow.
Marijuana dispensary in Nevada said that their business shot up 800%. That was after non-essential businesses were ordered to close, and apparently this dispensary was one of them, so everybody starts going.
Well, wine and weed are essential.
I think so.
Especially, yes.
You know,
so that's about all that's open in Vegas, isn't it?
What, wine and weed?
Liquor stores and dispensaries.
Yeah,
well, this one says that the
restaurants
that this particular dispensary was going to close.
No,
I don't know how that works.
Those shots you see of downtown in Vegas, the Strip, are amazing. It's amazing.
Oh,
it's like it was
haunting,
like,
quite
like,
surreal.
It's like a movie. It's like they eliminated the streets to film a movie there. You know.
But I was talking with someone who listens to the podcast from Vegas, and I was under the impression they had closed the dispensaries down. I thought everything, but like restaurants were shut down. You know, grocery stores.
The
usual essentials. But this wasn't necessarily in Vegas. You just said Nevada, right?
Yeah.
34 of the 45 U.S. ethanol plants that sell CO2. I'll say that again. 34 of the 45 U.S. ethanol plants that sell CO2.
All right.
Have idled or cut production, according to Renewable Fuels Association Chief Executive Jeff Cooper. Now, here's the important part of this. Brewers, beer brewers, and soft drink makers use the CO2 or carbon dioxide for carbonation. And we aren't making as much of it as we used to.
So
that puts the fizz in beer and soda. Ethanol producers are a key provider of CO2 to the food industry.
So you're ordering a flat Coke now?
It's
basically
a byproduct of ethanol production. They sell it. Gasoline demand is down by more than 30% in the United States, and CO2 suppliers to beer brewers have increased prices by about 25%.
Isn't there some way they could harvest what we exhale? That's majority CO2, isn't it?
I can't answer that.
Who are you asking? Look around the room, man.
Harvest what we exhale.
Nobody has the smarts to answer that question.
Yeah. They say that small and independent U.S. craft brewers get about 45% of their CO2 from ethanol producers.
Now I want some of our scientist friends to check in. Tell me why we can't do that.
And so some expect brewers to start cutting production in 2 to 3 weeks.
You want a Coke, hon? Yeah, whore, bring it in.
Meat producers also use CO2 in processing, packaging, preservation, and shipment.
What's that, whore? Whore says what?
Yeah, this might affect...
Somebody say whore? No? Oh, sorry.
I mean, I drink the vodka mostly, but I also drink it with the sparkling water, which has a bit of carbonation in it.
Yes.
So there's CO2 there, so we need the CO2 for my sparkling water.
Well, I just drink vodka.
LaCroix, for their part, say they do not anticipate a supply issue. They're pretty sure they can find it elsewhere.
All right.
Yeah, I was like you with the whiskey. You know, I like to nurse a cocktail.
Yes.
And I was just drinking that whiskey on the rocks.
You can't nurse that peanut butter whiskey. You can't nurse it because it tastes too good.
Yes.
You can nurse real whiskey because it's got the pretty hardcore taste. All right, yeah. But that stuff just is too smooth. You can't nurse that. You can't nurse it.
I had to pay close attention.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, I said, I can only drink half this bottle.
Right.
Or I'm going to be hammered. So
really throwing down the limits there.
Yeah. Half the bottle is a lot.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I'm afraid to drink 2 full glasses of that. I really am. I'll drink 1 glass on the rocks. I'm afraid to pour a whole another glass because it just, I know.
Yeah, I think.
I know it's going to do
something.
Half
a bottle
bad.
Was about 3 small cocktail glasses.
Okay.
You know, with a lot of ice.
Drink responsibly.
I can only have half a bottle of whiskey.
Taking it easy tonight.
Hey, I was disciplined.
Yeah.
I did only half the bottle, and then...
That was a weekend night, right?
Yeah, that was Saturday.
And you switched to beer.
Then I had, I think, 2 or 3 beers on top of that.
Perfect.
And what time did you wake up sitting up on the couch?
1:55.
There you go.
It was 1:55 a.m.
Whiskey disables my dinky.
And that's why she didn't wake you up.
And I think Netflix has gone ahead and played about another 3 episodes of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's
so. Oh, you must have started late if you hadn't got to the, hey, you still watching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that comes up after 4 hours.
Oh, okay. Maybe Christy turned the TV off.
She might have.
You don't know. You didn't know.
Yeah. I don't know why she did. She probably tried to rouse me.
Right. Exactly.
I was non-responsive.
Right, right.
Well, again, she knew you were no good to her at that point, so she just let you be.
You drew the line. I'm only going to have half this bottle and drink responsibly.
I've been mixing that peanut butter whiskey with root beer.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Oh, man. I got to try
that. It's tasty.
Oh, I did take
How much?
Oh, you know, start off smaller, and then each consecutive drink, there's a little more in
more
there.
Whiskey, okay.
I crumbled up a little piece of chocolate candy. And
you get your chocolate in my peanut butter.
Yeah, kind of stuff.
How bad is the hangover for a whole bunch of that yet? I haven't tried it. I haven't really drank a bunch of it.
I'll just do a couple drinks of that because I could tell that's just going to be like you got hit by a truck the next day.
Right. I wasn't hungover the next morning. Okay. So.
But if you drank the whole bottle, you would have been.
Oh, yeah.
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 But fortunately, I'm disciplined.
Well, and that stuff tastes so good that you can put more in a cocktail than you would an average drink.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, like Tyler and I just...
It's an evil drink.
We just drink it straight up.
I'll do it in the rocks.
I've done that.
I put it in the rocks, so.
Yeah, I put some ice in the glass, but that's it.
But I've heard all this other stuff, and it sounds really good. I've heard grape juice,
cranberry.
And the root beer sounds really good, because I like
that's
root.
I bet you could do like a chocolate liqueur and get that same kind of chocolate peanut butter thing going on.
Yeah. And what did the guy say? He drank a bunch of whiskey, had his underwear and a hoodie on?
Yeah.
On the opposite places, too. Hoodie was on his head, underwear, his legs were through his underwear.
He woke up like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he woke up.
On the couch.
Underwear and a hoodie. Yeah.
Perfect.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Tiger King, or is people still watching that?
Well, until you think so. Until you're done with it, yeah.
I haven't seen the Joel McHale episode yet.
Apparently, it is now number 2 on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know what took over?
What did take over?
You won't get it.
The thing about David Koresh? Probably not.
Is that out there now?
That was the anniversary of that was yesterday, I think. But, yeah, and you will not get the new number 1 at Netflix.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Despicable Me.
Oh, yeah. I saw the original.
Well, yeah, but it's number 1 right now at Netflix. I think it just came on.
Kids are loving that.
Yeah. And everybody loves that.
Yeah, I liked it.
That one's not bad. It's actually fairly amusing.
That's the original one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took my daughter to that. That was actually, I didn't mind that one.
Right.
I thought two was the best of the trilogy, honestly. Three, they were really pushing it. It was not.
See, I didn't have to see two, which I'm glad.
I don't remember that.
I saw one.
Three, I actively tried to fall asleep, and I did.
Yeah.
So Tiger King is still number 2,
right?
With Joe Exotic and the Tiger King. One of the stars of Tiger King, Jeff Lowe, says he found a flash drive with footage of Joe Exotic and his ex-husband interacting with a tiger sexually.
They were accusing him of maybe banging a tiger.
The allegation came during an
Ask Me
Anything.
If the tiger doesn't like it, you're dead, though. Think about that.
Well, not in this case, because he says that Joe was actually afraid of these tigers, and anytime he was interacting with them, they were drugged or something to keep them from biting him.
No teeth.
I read a piece.
So the tiger wasn't pitching.
Right. It mentioned, how the documentary, and I realize he had to do this. This wasn't about saving the tigers or anything. It was for entertainment.
Right.
The way the guy put it together was purely for entertainment. And if it had been preaching at you for, don't raise tigers, it wouldn't be the hit that it was. People would not have watched it if it was a serious documentary about saving cats. But they pointed out the difference between, the Carol Baskin cat rescue. They actually take in tigers and try to relocate them.
She does, yeah.
Where Joe Exotic was just cranking out, because people pay big money to pet tiger kitties.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just cranking out as many tiger kitties as he could.
Right.
And once they get full grown, they're a $10,000 a year just to feed them.
Yeah, it was a money thing. Mm-hmm. And Baskin was nuts because she killed her husband.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Maybe.
No, she did.
But they were, they tried to paint it like, okay, they're both really doing the same thing.
I think they're both really bad.
Yeah.
But they're bad for different reasons.
But apparently, Carol Baskin was a little more altruistic than what Joe Exotic was doing.
The other dude, though, the guy still he didn't get busted for anything.
Yeah.
The guy with the harem of chicks.
What I learned from...
Yeah, the guy riding the elephant with the ponytail. Yeah. He's weird.
What I learned from Tiger King is there are plenty of toothless homosexuals in Oklahoma. Apparently a lot to go around.
Who would have thought?
Responding to a question about things he's found out since Joe Exotic has been incarcerated.
Talk about teeth.
This Jeff Lowe guy said that they found...
I saw that guy, I'm thinking, man, Jeff, watch your teeth.
This Jeff Lowe guy said that they found a flash drive of Joe and his ex-husband as they were having sexual relations with animals in the park, according to the New York Post.
I don't want
to
see that.
Now, this is the guy who took over Joe Exotic's zoo, this Jeff Lowe. He's claimed that Exotic had sex fetishes. According to an interview published by the Daily Mail, he claimed he found packages and packages of these whips and chains and bondage devices. He said they also found pictures of stuffed animals where the mouths and the ends of the animals had holes cut out in them.
Oh, no.
Well, that's just a... He's banging a stuffed animal. It's better than the actual tiger, don't you think?
Well, I would say it's better.
You're not tormenting the stuffed animal's soul.
No. So, the stuffed animal was his fleshlight, basically. You shimmed some liver up there inside your teddy bear.
Shim it up with some liver.
I'm shimming the teddy bear up last night.
Yeah?
Oh.
Well, that dude's the kind of guy that nothing would be surprising about him, really.
No.
You're like, he's banging the tiger. It's like, yeah, probably.
No.
All right, we got a scientist checking in here. Matthew says the plants breathe in the carbon dioxide that we exhale. So unless you mask up a bunch of people to harvest it directly, a bunch of people, it will not work. The amount of people and time you would need would not be worth it. So we can't carbonate our drinks by what we exhale.
We don't listen to scientists.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm going to do my own research.
I want to talk to the guy in the square with the AK-47. He knows everything.
Yeah, I get my answers from him.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.